Hey, hello, welcome to Online Podcast. Thank you, please. It's very interesting because I recorded something a few days ago and I was so unhappy. I was so, I was a little down. But anyway, I won't go into the detail because I'm feeling fine now, right? Chai? Are you fine? You feeling fine? Huh? Girl, my boy. Hey, Jabba boy. Talking to my cat, of course, Mr. Chai. Mr. Chai? Hello, Mr. Chai. What can I do for you? I just came back from work, from a whole crazy long weekend work. And last night I had a cramp on my right calf. Calf muscle got a bit cramped last night. Oh, I need to turn my phone off. Otherwise it would do the click, 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 right? How do I do that? Hang on, boy. Let me turn my phone off. Otherwise, you probably are hearing. I don't know whether or not you're hearing it. Hearing the interference from the GSM. Ding dong. Okay, turn airport mode on. So that should take care of it, hopefully. Oh, shit. There you go. Okay, airplane mode is now on. Yes, buddy boy. Can I help you with anything? Sorry, right ear. Can I help you? He wants to eat. The buddy boy wants to eat. Yes, boy. So this boy is too smart. Chai is too smart. He likes to wake us up at around 5:30 to 6 o'clock to feed him. And sometimes in the middle of the night he would get like hungry, or before we go to sleep he would get hungry and he would be chasing Touch, the girly cat. And he would, chase her. So to stop her from being all stressed out and stop him from being a dick, we'd have to lock him downstairs in the basement. So I would walk to the kitchen and he knows that he's going to get locked up and he won't come to the kitchen until I step downstairs or all the way down the stairs. He's too smart for that. He would pee on the corner and making sure that I was, you know, not still upstairs. So now he's eating. He can be quiet now, finally. Hi, Chai. So I'm down in the basement. I need to do laundry. My God, I'm so tired from work that I'm even thinking, should I even go to the gym tonight? I would feel very guilty if I don't. I'm feeling fat. Part of the reason why I was miserable on Thursday was because I'm feeling fat. I know I am a hypocrite. Hypocrite because I hate skinny people. I know I'm not really skinny though. I hate skinny people who say something like, oh my gosh, I feel too fat because I didn't go to the gym. That's part of the reason why I have that fatty complex where I'm in the freezer right now getting ice. So that is part of my fatty complex where it annoys me when skinny people complain that they're fat. And I know that it's probably true for me too. Some of you may think that I'm that way. But frankly, I was fine there for a while and then suddenly I felt fat. Fat. Do I have any interference, I wonder? Let me check to see if my phone is still on airplane mode. It is. So it shouldn't do any click click. The interference. Mm-hmm. Sorry, taking a drink. I just came home from work like I told you. And I made notes. I made a recording on Thursday. And on Thursday podcast, I talk about Nick Thomas. And I will repeat what I commented. And it's actually good because what I realize is that there are more things that I would like to comment to Nick Thomas personally, as well as to the listeners generally about podcasters and that sort of stuff. You may not see this in real life, but I'm taking my pants off. I said you may not. When I'm really hot, when I'm like ripped and six packs and 12 packs, I would probably show you my tummy, but right now it's all fat, so you don't want to see it because you will puke and you'll die. And so, talking about that, it's me talking about fat. It's almost the same thing as Nick Thomas talking about sex. But so he was talking about on the last two shows, he talked about he was surprised by how he listened to himself on the in the car while he was driving, and then realized, oh my gosh, is that really me talking? And then he said he got a bunch of email messages telling him that he should just be himself. He doesn't have to be anybody else, which I agree. You just have to be yourself in your podcast. However, here's the deal, Nick Thomas. Human beings, most cases, and I'm not saying about you, and I know for sure you are, because I've seen several podcasts of yours and I've listened to you for about a year now. And he was talking about how sometimes there's more. Two episodes ago, he was talking about how he's something more than just somebody who's having sex all the time. It's more than that. However, it is also true, and he's very honest and very open about his sexual escapades, which is fine for your listeners. And your listeners have the freedom to choose what to listen to and what to skip. And so you should just do what you want. That's fine, as long as you're not doing it just because you want to keep your listeners entertained, per se. Then how true is it, and Nick Thomas? It is a personal journal when you are doing things on the show because you want to keep your listeners happy. And same thing goes with the whole thing about, you being honest and talking about religion and all that. Same thing should also happen. And I think the reflection episode, or not reflection, I think there's an episode called Reflection, but the last two shows, the one that you were reflecting whether or not you should talk about sex and all that. That one actually gives a little bit more depth in your character than the other ones do. I'm not saying that it doesn't, the ones that you talk about sex, but it sometimes to some people it becomes monotonous, and therefore you sort of tuned it out. There are funny stories when you were talking to Steve on your last one, or whichever one it is, just go back and listen. If you're not a listener, then don't worry about this. Because I'm just lazy, right? You realize there's no intro music, there's no number announcements, so you get what you get. I am lazy currently, so I'll be in the lazy mode for now. So, I don't even know if I need to post this as a stereo file since I'm just sitting here. There's no other sound going on. Oh, I've got an itchy left ear now. I'm taking a drink. So, Nick Thomas also said that he likes to listen to the stereo podcast, like this one. If it is indeed stereo, we'll see. Blah blah blah. He said he doesn't like listening to himself on his stereo microphone. I think you sound on the outside. I think it's just yourself. And of course, let me finish my thought. You sound very different to yourself because your sound comes from inside. I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, everybody knows that thing when they hear a recording of themselves, they're like, oh, is that me? And cringe. It changed for, I think, a podcaster who's been doing a podcast for a long time. Sometimes it will change, sometimes it may not, sometimes it takes longer. And for me as a singer, I got past that when I was like 12 or 13 years old, when I started to get my singing recorded, and I all get goosebumps listening to myself and completely creeped out by my own voice. And then I got sort of used to it, or actually, I fine-tune what I sound in my head and what I sound on a player. Hey, girl. Tasha. Tasha, Tasha. Did your brother eat your food, girly girl? So that's that. And so Nick Thomas, do whatever is true to you, not to your listeners. That's what I, well, you can do what you want. But I'm just saying, what I realize is, I think as long as you stay true to yourself, your podcast would be a reflection of you. And if you're doing things to keep your listeners happy, then you're not staying true to yourself. And another thing that I was talking about on Thursday when I did like my first recording that you're never gonna get to hear, I'm gonna delete that file, is, and I was feeling so tired and low and I couldn't even speak. So I'm glad that I have time to do this. So yeah, and then if you're talking about sex, that's fine. If that's indeed what you want to do, if you're talking about sex just to keep your listeners entertained and happy with the content they are expecting, then it becomes a show. And I remember him talking about wanting to call this a podcast and not a show, because if you're catering to a certain group of your listeners just to make them happy and sort of even change from posting things or recording things that might be a little bit more off the trend, like the whole sexual thing, then you're probably not doing a show for yourself. Well, you're not doing a podcast for yourself or true to yourself, and just doing it for your listeners. If that is what you're looking for. And for Nick, I know that's what he's looking for. He wants to be true and wants to be honest. And so that's my two cents. Nick Thomas, take it or leave it. And actually, it's 2 Malaysian cents, which is even cheaper than 2 US cents. Hey, baby boy. Hey, baby boy. Chai is playing fetch with me. He just gave me a mouse. I'm throwing it. He just ran over to my left to grab the mouse, and then he's gonna come back. Those of you who haven't seen him playing fetch, Steve Harris, when he was here, I took a video. I'm too lazy to edit that. It's downstairs in my com on my computer. He took a video. Well, no, I did. I took a video of him, of Chai, using Steve's camera, and we just took a video there, and haven't posted it yet. However, I think Pinoy Boy also took a video of Chai playing fetch as well. So sometime in the future, you'll get to see it. And what am I talking about now? What time is it? Oh my gosh. It's all about Nick Thomas still in the front. Do you like that, Nick? la la la, da, la la. So yes, if you want to know the truth, Nick, is yes, there are parts that I would skip over because it's either I'm not in the mood for that or I feel like it's the same old thing again and again. But you don't have to worry about your listeners' response. You just do what's right for you, what you think is good. And here's another thing: representation. How much is your podcast a representation of you as a person? It's very, very difficult to do that. You are putting out a slice of 40 minutes, 30 minutes of your life out there, and typically it is not enough and it's not sufficient to reflect who you are. So balance to I think it takes skills to make your podcast reflect who you are if that is what you want to do. Let's talk about the other one. Penang Hokkien is completely not a reflection of myself. It is me at my most hyper excited, happy, joyful moment, and it is constantly that. And I'm like 100. If you think that I'm 110% on my on online, I'm 150% on Penang Hokkien, and I'm just like, we'll be laughing really loudly and all that, bloody blah. And talking about that, I say and too many times. Count how many ands I use on this show. And no, I'm kidding. So Penang Hokkien is 2 years old this month. I don't exactly know what day it is, but there are floods of photos that my listeners made for me. Photoshop photos, funny pictures of me and of the Penang Hokkien listeners. Wonderful, wonderful support from everyone. And lately, last week, there's a Chinese newspaper just did a story about my podcast, Penang Hokkien, again. And I think I've been picking up several, quite a few listeners also this time around. The funny thing is, exactly a year ago, I did a video of Penang Hokkien's first anniversary, and I was about to post it, and that's when the Star, the Chinese, the not Chinese, but the English newspaper, the Star, had a rather large article on the nation section, meaning the entire Malaysia gets to read it, and I got like 3,000 listeners all of a sudden, and so and of course it died down. Not everyone likes my podcast, which I don't really care and mind. I'm just doing what I think is my expression of what I want to put out there, and then the rest is up to the listeners. It's only the good ones, the ones who would appreciate it, would stay, and those are the ones that I would want anyway. And so am I. So 2 years, and a year ago, I prepared a video. I never posted. I just now posted it on YouTube for people to see. I also posted as H.264 format on my feed, on my Penang Hokkien feed, that is, to see the video that I did 1 year ago. Sorry, drinking. And it was funny. Yeah, it's a year ago that the Star came out and featured me on the newspaper, and then this year, a year later, a Chinese newspaper, Guanghua Zhipo, came out with another article. So that's really nice that the podcast is still being appreciated, still after 2 years. So that's very, very good for me, I think, and very good for the listeners. A bunch of friends are being made there, and they have their own listener gathering and meetups and all that in Penang, in Singapore, in Kuala Lumpur. That really makes me feel very good. Even though I'm not there, it's just nice to be able to see something out of, out of nowhere, out of nothing. This fellowship of people can get together based on that one thing, which is Penang Hokkien. Not the show, but the love of the dialect of the show too. I mean, I'm proud of that too. Did I talk about me feeling fat? Yeah, I don't know. Yesterday, yeah, Friday. Oh my gosh, I was big time bloated. I felt like I was a blimp. That's why I feel fat. I felt like if I was a blimp, and then if you're eating, I went to the bathroom. I'm not gonna say poop. Oops, I just did. I went to the bathroom. Must have been like 12 or 15 or maybe 20 times that day. And I did like go to the bathroom and all the stuff. And I just went and went, and I thought, my gosh, since I shed that much. There you go, your lunch and your dinner. I went to the bathroom so many times, I thought I would be skinny, right? I thought I would be light at least. I went and weighed myself 179.4, the exact same weight I was the day before. So, sucks big time. I don't know what's causing me to go to the bathroom. Probably the potato chips. I should be eating better now too. I should, because I'm fat again. Like, I'm not 175 anymore. I'm 179. So I've put on 4 pounds within the last few weeks. How is that possible? Maybe it's just like water weight or something. Or maybe I was just extra light when I was 174. Oh no, 175, I mean. So I'm 4 pounds lighter, heavier now, which I'm not very happy with. However, my body fat is still, I know I'm obsessed with my fat. Yes, same thing as Nick Thomas talking about sex, right? So that's why I'm trying to find more aspects of my life to tell you besides fat. In fact, I've been doing pretty well for the last few months. So, yes, my body fat is still 18%, 18.3. So bleh. But according to the damn BMI, which is the bitchy mass index, no, body mass index scale or chart, I am overweight. So there you go. That's why I'm calling myself fat, because I'm overweight according to the BMI chart. Right, girl? Dasha, you're so pretty. Yes, Jai Jai. Am I talking to you or talking to your sister? So, what is it that I was going to tell you about? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for this? I am nominated. I'm sure some of you heard this on other podcasts as well. Here's a bit naughty side of me telling you that I actually am nominated for an award, podcasting award, for an award that is coming up. And you need to help me win this. Mm-hmm. Don't get sick and tired of it and turn this off yet. Not yet. Here it is. What are you doing, boy? What are you doing? Ty, where are you? Oh, are you okay? What you doing? Yes. Yes, buddy. Yes. Are you playing with the mouse? Oh, yes, you're playing with the mouse. He's playing with his mouse. He wants me to throw it. Here, Ty. Ty. Here, come. Go there. Oops. He doesn't want to chase it if it's too close. So, there. He's so cute. So, what was I talking about? Oh, podcast award. Too far, baby. You have to bring it closer to me. And he wants me to throw it, but it's too far. Go, boy, boy. Go get the mercy. Too far, la. Cutie boy. Baby Jay. Good boy. You're a good boy. What was I talking mouse. No, not mouse. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the awards. So I was nominated for, in the category of the laziest podcaster. I am nominated for the laziest podcaster. And all you have to do is, to make me win, is being completely lazy like me and not vote for me. Then I'll win. So that's my podcast. Podcasters award right there. So if you're not voting for me, you're helping me win. Thank you very much. Thank you, please. There's some other crap that I was going to talk about. I forgot what it was though. Hello, little buddy. Hello, little buddy. Oh, what happened to your back? Oh, it's your color. Sorry. I thought he hurt his back, but it was his color spot on there. You are so cute, naughty little buddy. Oh, what else do I need to tell you? See, I don't remember what I talk about on Thursday. And I make notes too on top of that. And then of course I deleted the notes, thinking that I've already talked about it. I deleted it. I need to go wash my hands. Maybe I should bring it to you so at least the stereo effects, at least there's some use of it, right? Oh my gosh, I'm so tired. Should I go to the gym or should I not? Acoustic change. Should I go to the gym or should I not? My legs are tired. I've been working all weekend, the whole entire weekend. Long hours, like 11, 12 hour shift. So I'm tired. Maybe I should just go do weight or something. I don't know. I don't want to think about it. Maybe I shouldn't go. I'm lazy. Oh, I'll be meeting Maiko. So maybe next week you'll hear me and Maiko talk on the podcast again. Now that she's up here. Those of you who are a fan of Maiko, you'll get to hear Maiko again on the podcast hopefully next week. And yeah, that's that. Is this all? I think that's probably gonna be it. You know, I'm not gonna spend too much time. Oh, ow! I'm just doing crap here. I'm putting stuff away. Ajay, what you doing? Oh, I'm so tired. Maybe I want to take a nap. Bruce is not home yet, so he's working as well. I'm gonna take a nap. So anyway, that's it. If you you do this. Ooh, was that loud? There was a clicker to discipline the boy, Chai. Ah, he got really, really tense as I was doing the clicker, because usually he gets a click and he gets the discipline of a squirt of a water bottle when he chases the girl. So yeah, he's all tense now. Okay, thank you for listening. And don't forget to smile. Until next time, maybe we'll be talking to Michael in the future very soon. I know there's like no content on my show now, so which I don't really care now. You know, sometimes it has to suck to survive or whatever. I don't know. Right? Dasha girl? So if it sucks, it sucks. You know, feel free to skip ahead. I don't really care. Thank you, please. And, I need to talk about this, though, before I forget. Last week, I posted something on my website of the Malaysian bloggers. I don't want to repeat the story here, but go listen to it. If you subscribe to this feed, you should automatically get that downloaded around Friday, Thursday or Friday. I posted it. And it was about the situation in Malaysia for bloggers, how the government is trying to control what they say on the blog. Hi, baby boy. And so check that out. If you haven't been going to my website, onlinepodcast.com, you are welcome to go there and check out the pictures that I'm posting, because I got a new phone and the phone camera and the features allow me to post directly to Flickr and to my blog. So I've been doing that. So thank you, please. Go check that out. That was a big yawn. So that's that. So that's... What was I talking about earlier? Oh my gosh, I'm so forgetful. I should stop this. Yeah. Okay, I'll stop this. Okay, thank you. Don't forget to smile. Bye-bye.